Second parak of Bava Basra, Mishnah Hey. Machikim es asulim nashoy v'cha v'amas kadei shalot tikpo tzanemiyeh. If I have a ladder and my neighbor has a bird coat where these birds, pigeons, stay in the holes over there in the boxes, I have to keep my ladder 4 amas away from the bird coat. Why? Because if I put it nearer, we're concerned is as I'm putting it down, this little animal is going to come and jump on my ladder into the bird coat and have some lunch eating up the birds. So this is a type of, even you're going to say, well, I didn't do it, just this animal did it, but it's a direct type of grama. I'm facilitating the ability and making it possible for this animal to jump there. You should, if you're building a wall, it should be more than 4 amas away from Maschila, is around the roof that have a drainage pipe. So also, you should not make a wall too close to the drainage pipe, because he needs to be able to put up a ladder to repair the drainage pipe when necessary. So if you're building a wall next to it, it has to be 4 amas away. If a person has this bird coat which is attracting birds, he should make it 50 amas away from the city, because we don't want you to bring a bunch of birds into the neighborhood and they're going to eat up all the seeds that are being planted in the fields around the neighborhood. The same thing, if a person wants to make this bird coat in his area, he should make sure that he has 50 amas all around him, so that the little birds, as they are developing, that they don't fly far away. The young birds, they go 50 amas. Once they're learning how to fly and just walking around. So you should make it in a situation that those little birds will stay within your field. Rabbi Yudayimah beis alba kurim moli shega yoyne. He says, a much larger area. A kur is 30 so. And this base kur is approximately 274 amas by 274 amas, so 4 of those. That's a large amount. Yeah, that's the amount of area that the yoyaj flies in one shot. The mice, we don't pass like that. It's enough to have 50 amas. Im lochoy afilu beizrei v'ari v'cheskoso. If he bought somebody else's shoyvach, the way it is with the karka, then even there's only a base roiva, which is a small amount, that's 10 amas by 5 amas, a little bit more than 10 amas by a little more than 10 amas, that amount is harim b'cheskoso. Because the assumption is that the guy who sold it to you did things right. So for him, it was in the middle of his whole field. But you just bought a part of his field. So even though right now what's around it, that belongs to you, is a small amount, but what's around it that belongs to him, it's a larger amount, and that's really the protection area is supplied to you by the one who sold it to you, and that's good enough.